It just says like this. Sholosh arotzos l'nesuyim. There are three different type of lands nogei to getting married. We'll soon see what that means. If you have a rice, if you want to move, change your house. Yehuda v'Evra Yarden v'Golu. In Eretz Yisrael itself, there are three type parts of Eretz Yisrael. Yehuda, Evra Yarden, and v'Golu. Now, ein moitzi'in me'ir li'ir or mikrach l'krach. You don't move, you can't move from one year to another year, or mikrach l'krach. So Rashi says, if you married your wife, let's say in Yehuda, and you can't force your wife now to move to Evra Yarden or to move to Golu. She has the right to say, we got married in Yehuda, I want to stay put here. If you want to move, give me get and pay me my ksuba, I don't want to move. She has the right to say that. Now, ain't might see him year to year. Trashi, mizu lizu, you don't have a right to move from one city to another city. Loy meir liyir v'loy mekrach lekrach. Krach, Rashi says, that's godol meir. That's like a bigger place than a city. V'mokim shvokim, it's a place of a lot of streets there. That's called a krach. So ain't my sin, you can't force your wife to move from one city in Yehuda to another city in Golu. We also mekrach lekrach. Even from one krach in Yehuda to another krach in Golu, you can't force your wife to move with you. Avol b'yos haaretz. But in Yehuda itself, you have a right to force your wife and say, I can't live in this city here. I want to go to another city. That you have a right to tell her. In Yehuda itself, you want to move from one bigger place to another bigger place. That you have a right to. You can't force your wife to move, even in Yehuda, from a small place to a big place. You can't force your wife. Loy Meir is a smaller place, the Krach is a bigger place. And the opposite way. If you're living in a bigger place, you can't force your wife now to move to a smaller place. If you're moving now from a bad apartment to a nice apartment, you have a right to force your wife. Forcing means if she doesn't want to come, you can give her a get, but you don't have to give her a ksuba. You can't force your wife to move from a nice apartment to a bad apartment. That you can't force her. You can't even force your wife to move from a bad place to a good place. Because a new place, there's problems with it also. Even though you're moving to a new place, also there's problems. We'll see in the Gemara what that means. Rashi means, means when you change places, you're going to get sick from it. She has a right to say she doesn't want to either. That's the Gemara explains like this. A man can't force his wife to move from a big city to a small place. Because the krach, the big city, has all the business, everything there, a lot of shvokim. In a small hick town, you don't have so many things. So therefore, you can't force her to move from a big place. You have everything to a small place. Ella, but the opposite, why not? Ella meyil krach my timer. Why can't you force your wife to move with you from a small city to a big city? So Gemara says, "Misaylel Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina tzarayitim." The Yom Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, minayin she yeshivas kruachim kosher. How do you know to live in a big city? It's tumult. If I tumult there, a lot of too much going on there. It's takahar to live there. Shenema, the pasuk says, "Vayivorchu ehom lechol anoshim amisnadvim leshevas bishlayim." That'll give a special bracha to the people living in Yerushalayim. Since Yerushalayim was a big krach, mashma, it's hard to live there. So therefore, it's hard to live in a big krach. So if your wife is used to living in a small place, you can't force her now to move in a big krach. Rashi says, Shakom mis yashrim shom, too many people live there, v'doichkim, they're shoved together, on the caravan abatim zulazu, the houses are bunched together too much. V'ain shom avir, there's not enough air for me to live in the middle of the city. But if I live in a hick town in the valley, gishmak, I could have a whole acre for myself. So she has the right to say, I want to live in a hick town and not in the krachim. She has the right to say that. You can't even force your wife to move from a bad dira, a bad place, to a nice place. Why? Because she's going to be baidik. But about my baidik, what does it mean something's going to happen to her? Kedish Shmuel, the Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Shino Vesa Tchilas Chaylamayim. Whenever you change a normal manner, that's the beginning to get sick. If you have a seder how to eat, and all of a sudden you change and eat too much, you're going to get sick from that. See, also, if she's used to living in one house, even though you're changing now to a nice house, still she'll get sick from it. And Kosta B'Sefer Ben Sira, says in the Sefer, that the Pasuk in Mishlei says, Kol yimei oni royim. All the days of a poor person are bad. For the Gemara, I v'ikah Shabbos is v'yom tovim. I he has Shabbos and Yom Tov. That's good for him. Why is it bad Shabbos and Yom Tov? There it is. Kiddush Shmuel. The Yom Hashmuel Shmuel says Shino vetzat kilo chaylamayin. That is a poor man. The whole week does not have what to eat. It's bad. Come Shabbos, he has what to eat. But even that's no good. Because if you're not used to eating, and now on Shabbos you change your vessels, you change your normal manner, you're going to get sick from it. So anytime you change your normal manner, it could also make you sick. Therefore, what's called kol yimayoni is ruin. Ben Sira sounds like this. And he adds to this, that af leilos, even the night is also bad for him. Bishofu gagim gonoi, his roof, his house, is lower than everybody else. And when he goes to buy fields, he has to buy v'morim horim. He has to buy fields in the high mountains, that's not expensive there. So therefore, karmoi, uvorim horim karmoi, his kerem, his vineyard, is in the high mountains. So therefore, it's like this. His house, his roof is below everybody else's. Mimota gan and the gagoi. The rain from all the other roofs fall on top of his roof. It's no good. Or meyofa karmel akramim. When he has his kerem on top of the mountain, if you want to fertilize your kerem, so you'll fertilize it for one day. The next day the rain comes and takes all the fertilizer and brings it downstairs. So he loses out. So the kids of the Yoni is always losing out. Right, the Mishnah says, Ha'akoyol malum l'Eretz Yisrael. A man has a right to force his wife to move to Eretz Yisrael. He's living in America. He wants to go to Eretz Yisrael. He has a right to force his wife. If she says no, he has to give her a get without a ksuba. V'yeinakol matzien, but you can't force anybody to leave Eretz Yisrael. Ha'akol malum l'Yerushalayim. If you're living in Bnei Brak, you have a right to force your wife to go to Yerushalayim. V'yeinakol matzien, but if you're living in Yerushalayim, you don't have a right to force your wife to leave. And this goes echur anoshim v'echur anoshim. Either way, if your wife wants to go to Eretz Yisrael and you don't want to go, she has a right to force you to go. And if you don't want to go, you have to give her a get with the ksuba. Whoever wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, whether the wife or whether the husband, they have the upper hand, they're right, and the other one has to follow. Nosa isha Eretz Yisrael. Let's say you married your wife in Eretz Yisrael. The girsha Eretz Yisrael, if you gave her a get in Eretz Yisrael, is nice and lami moyas Eretz Yisrael. When you pay the ksuba now, you have to give him money, Eretz Yisrael dikim money. Now, Eretz Yisrael dikim money is smaller money and not such good money. You have a right to pay it because that's where you gave her the get after you married her. What about Nos Isha Eretz Yisrael, the Girsha of Kaputkiya? You gave her a get in another place, Kaputkiya. That there, the money there is much bigger money, while she says Gedelois, and it's worth more. It is nice and lami more to Eretz Yisrael. Still, you have a right to give her the smaller money, Eretz Yisrael dikim money. Sahura, why, Poshri? Because you go after where you married her. Since you married her in Eretz Yisrael, so you are mechayiv yourself then, you have right to pay the ksuba with a smaller money after sodika money. What about the other way? Let's say Nasi Shepa Kaputkiya. You married your wife in Kaputkiya. Ve'girusha in Eretz Yisrael, and you give her again in Eretz Yisrael. Also, Noislam in Moritz Eretz Yisrael. You have a right to invite to give her the easier money of Eretz Yisrael. So this is the Gemara Kasha, why? The Chur, if you tell me you go after where you got married, here you got married in Kaputkiya. That place, the money there is more expensive, bigger coins. So Chuy should have to pay you the bigger coins. How come you have a right to give her only money of Eretz Yisrael? In such a case, where you're married in Kaputkiya, you talk have to give her the money of Kaputkiya. What about Nosisha b'Kaputkiya or Girsha b'Kaputkiya? Let's say you married her there and you gave her a gift there, then everybody agrees. Since you married and gave her a get there, the money you pay her for ksuba has to be big money. Gemara says, HaKoyol Malin. It says everybody could force them to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Lasu Yamai, what does it mean to include? It means to include Lasu Yavodim. Shashi Hoyle Evet Ivri, Yelacha Evet Achra Makorkoi. If the master now decides to go to Eretz Yisrael, his Evet Ivri has to follow him. Well, Amanda Tony Yavodim Behedius, somebody says, learning a Braisa, that Avodim clearly has to go up. So what does our Mishnah mean to hit on? Lasuya mai, lasuya mi nova hayof la nova ra. Even the husband says, listen, here we have a mansion in L.A. I want to move to a Bnei Brak apartment that's going to have mamash very, very small there. No air. Still, you have to move. I feel from a nice place to a small place, to a bad place. Vaita v'yein akol motzien. Then the Mishnah says that you can't have a right to force to go out of Eretz Yisrael. Lasuya mai, what does it mean to include? Lasuya evet shaboruch mechutz loretz loretz. If an Eved Ivri or an Eved Kenani is somebody that the master lived in Chutz Loretz, the Eved now ran to Eretz Yisrael. So the Armenian lady, we tell the master, you have no right to get your Rebbe out of Eretz Yisrael. What you have to do is Zavnei Hocha. You have to sell him here in Eretz Yisrael, Zil, and take out the money. That's all. Why? Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Because there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, and whoever's there, you can't force them to live. There's a mitzvah Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even by an Eved. No, or else even the Eved Kanani. Eved Kanani also has luck like an Isha. He's also called a Jew. He was Mizgai already. I'm not sure. Kura's gone. Could be either one Kura could go on. Hakol Malul Yerushalayim. Everybody goes up there to Yerushalayim. Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Minova, Yofa Nova Ro. Even if you're living in Bnei Brak in a nice apartment, and you decide now you want to go to Yerushalayim, even though you're only going to have a bad apartment, you have to go. V'enakol Matzil Lasuya Mai, Lasuya Filu Minova Ro, Lanova Yofa. Even now you get a beautiful apartment in Bnei Brak, you can't force your wife to leave Yerushalayim. The Adi Tani Reisha ain't Matzil, Tani Seivanami ain't Matzil. Tana Rabbanu, look at a brace like this. Who are you, Malalois? The man says, I want to go to Eretz Yisrael. Via Merishler Lalois, I don't want to leave LA, I want to stay here. Is Kaifanois Lalois, you have a right to force your wife to go with you to Eretz Yisrael. Via Mlav, if she's still stubborn, she doesn't want to go, is Taitzib like Suba. You have to give her a get, but you don't have to pay her a Suba. What about the opposite way? Here you are, Merish Lalois, she says she wants to go up. Vua Merishler Lalois, he says, no, I don't want to go up. Is Kaifanois Lalois, we force him to go up. V'yam lav, if the husband doesn't want to go, Yoitz, he has to give her a get, V'yitink suba, he has to pay her a suba also. What about here, Meres Lot says, she says, I want to leave Eretz Yisrael. V'u'a Mishler Lot says, Kaifun Eretz Yisrael Lot says, we force her not to leave. V'yam lav, if she's stubborn and leaves, Taitzib Lot suba, she doesn't get a suba. What about the opposite, Tu'aim Lot, he says, let's leave Eretz Yisrael. V'u'a Mishler Lot says, not to leave, Kaifun Eretz Yisrael Lot says, you force him not to leave. V'yam lav, if he leaves, Yoitz, V'yitink suba. He asked to give her a ksuba. Nos isha. Zemar ha-gufa kasha, quotes the steer in the Mishnah itself. Katani, it says, Nos isha b'Eretz Yisrael, b'girsh v'kvutkia, nos l'mo'at Eretz Yisrael. Alma, what do you see? Bos ishi budi yazlinin. You go, bos, the way you got married. Since you got married in Eretz Yisrael, that's where the shibud was chal, you only have to pay the smaller money. If so, Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Nos isha b'kvutkia, you married your wife in kvutkia. V'girsh v'Eretz Yisrael. And then you gave her a get in Eretz Yisrael. Is right to noisen them in Moise Eretz Yisrael. You have a right to give her the smaller money. Alma, what do you see? Bosa Gavainu Azlinen. You go Bosa where she's living now, where she's collecting her money. So it's a stira. Rabbi says, Pshana Mishnah is, Mikulei Ksuba Shonokan Enechnami. They gave it to Uchas Ksuba, the Rabbanim were Mekul, and made it easier for the husband. Whichever way is easier, the husband has an easy way out. Why? Kesoba Ksuba the Rabbanim. Because the Rabbanan Shita now Mishnah holds that the whole Chiyuv Ksuba is only mid Rabbanan. So since it's only a Chiyuv mid Rabbanan, the Rabbanan will make it. Ma Shein Kain, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel Omer, Noislam in Moiz Kaputkia, nothing doing, you have to give her the better money. Why? Ksoba Ksuba the Raisa. That's what Shimon Ben Gamliel's Shita, he holds at least by a Besula, where the Ksuba is $200, that's a Chiyuv mid Raisa. So since it's a Chiyuv mid Raisa, you can't play around with it. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel says, you have to give a Noislam Kaputkia. If you marry, you know, as according to him, you go bossa where you married her. And if you married in Kaputkia, where the shibur was first chal, you have to pay it. Tana Rabbanan, Hamoiti Shtachoi Bachaveroi, Kosov Boy Bebovel, it was written in the Bovel, is Magvei Mimoyes Bovel, he has to pay you off from Bovel. Kosov Boy Yisrael, from the Shtar that lent you the money, he said Eretz Yisrael, Magvei Mimoyes Eretz Yisrael, I have a right to collect the money in Eretz Yisrael. Kosov Boy Stama doesn't say where I borrowed the money from. Is Hoitziyah Bubble? If I come now in Bubble to collect the money, Magvei Mimoyes Bubble, I collect Bubble's money. Hoitziyah Be'Eretz Yisrael, if I get you, catch you in Eretz Yisrael, and there I want money from you, Magvei Mimoyes Eretz Yisrael. What about Kosov by Kesav Stam? He said Stam, I borrowed Kesav Stam. Is Hoitziyah, if I meet you in Bubble, Magvei Mimoyes Bubble. Hoitziyah Be'Eretz Yisrael, Magvei Mimoyes Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. The Kosov by Kesav Stam, he writes Kesav Stam, Mashiyotza Loivu Magveya, whatever the Loivu wants to pay up, he can pay up. Mashenka and Diksuba, Mashenka and Diksuba is not that way. For the Gemara Haya, in which case, Amravishashi Aresha, it goes on the Resha, that by Ksuba we go to Kula, and Lafukim and Roshim and Gamil, the Yom Ksuba the Raisa, means to say, we hold like Ksuba is only with the Rabbanan, and with the Rabbanan we're more Mekel. Kosov by Kesav Stam, Mashiyotza Loivu Magveya, for the Gemara V'yei Manaska, if he said any type of silver, maybe it means a stick of silver, not even coins. No, he said coins. V'yayim apriti, the smallest amount of prut, the smallest coin. Amrapov apriti, the kasbal yabdiyinshi. People don't make small coins out of silver like that. Tana Rabbanan, le'yoylam yidr adam Eretz Yisrael, you're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael. And afilu ir sharubi yad chavi, you're going to live in a place in Eretz Yisrael, the Rav Goyim live there. But v'yal yidr b'chutz loretz, don't live in chutz loretz. V'yafilu b'yash rubi b'yisrael, even if you want to live in Borough Park. She'kol adar b'Eretz Yisrael, odayme kimi she'esh laka. If you live in Eretz Yisrael, it's like Yav Hashem. V'chol adar b'chutz loretz, here living in Eretz Yisrael, in chutz loretz, odayme kimi she'esh laka, it's like you don't have Hashem. She'nem ha'los es lechem, et Eretz Kanaan li'es lechel olakim. Hashem gave Eretz Yisrael to be Hashem. V'chol she'en adar b'Eretz Yisrael, ain't no laka, does it mean you don't have Hashem, there's no Hashem in chutz loretz? El Elohim Lach means to tell you that Kol Adar B'chutz Loretz Kilu Eved Avodah Chavim. It's like you're worshiping Avodah Zarah. V'chaim B'David Avodah, it says by David, Ki Geshunu Ayoim Mi'estapeyach B'nachlas Hashem Leim Lach Avodah Lekim Acherim. As if to say David went to worship Avodah Zarah. V'chiyom L'Ela David Leich Avodah Lekim Acherim Elohim Acherim. Did anybody tell David to go worship Avodah Zarah? What's weird Avodah Zarah here? El Elohim Lach comes to teach us that when David left Eretz Yisrael, that Kol Adar B'chutz Loretz Kilu Eved Avodah Chavim. Versus Rabbi Zeri Avi Kemishnah. Alright, there's a new thing. There's one that Taisa just speaks out as a famous Shalal Halacha. Taisa says here, the middle Taisa says, who I'm allowed, the husband says to go to Eretz Yisrael. Taisa says, ain't a noig bizman is there. Today, you can't force your wife to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why? The ikas takonas ruachim. First of all, it's very hard to go up there. So, of course, this terrace wouldn't apply today. Today, you can fly there with jet. It's easy to get there. But another reason is, Vayam Rabbi Nachayim, the achshav ain't mitzvah lot of Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nachayim says today there's no mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael. Ki yesh kama mitzvahs atluyis boretz. There are a lot of hard mitzvahs that are there. Trumas, maisrois, shvias, v'kama inshim. And if you don't watch Shemitah, you'll get a lot of punishment for that. Truma. V'yeinon yecholim mizoy behem v'lam and alayim. Since we can't stay and live in Eretz Yisrael with all these serum there, maybe it's not kedai to live there. So that's what this Taisa says. Whoever the Maaser, the Marit, Paskins, Halacha, not like this Taisvis, because it says the other Rishonim don't bring this down. They only bring down the first part of Taisvis. And that, they said, doesn't apply today. Today it's not hard to get there. But the second time a Tais says, they say that some Talmud put it in, but it's not Halacha. Halacha, the Ramban Taka holds Halacha, that the mitzvah, the Yishuv of Eretz Yisrael applies even Bezman is there. There's a mitzvah, Mediraisa, to live in Eretz Yisrael. And the Heter, to live in America, you have to have Heterim. There are three Heterim to live. One heter to live here is Mishrim Panosa, most people's heter. It's also hard to make a living. Here you can make a living. Mishrim Isha, if you can't find the wife there. And here you can find the wife, and the wife here doesn't want to go. You have a right to live here. And Mishrim Limra Torah, if you can learn better here. Here you have a shir to go to. There you want to have a shir to go to. Also you have a right to live in America. But if not for these three heterim, we hold the Adel Maisa, there is the mitzvah, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, even Mizmanazir. All right, we'll stop here.